The following is another Classic Hits sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
She'll hit a very soft serve. Bauer comes up to play it to Rouse. Outside Stadler drives it across. Digged by Herbert. Back set to Theron-Baum. Right side, not a lot on it. Picked up by Bauer. Rouse sets outside. Here's Boudreau into the double block. Give Boudreau the kill.
Tonight, it's the start of the postseason at Wood River as four area squads try to advance in the C19 sub-district tournament. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And Boudreau back to serve it away. Mini jump serve. Taken easily by Studi. Connor, set middle. Mestel up, ball down. So Mestel has three. So Golowski has three. And the Stars lead it by a score of 7-6.
The top seed, Kearney Catholic, is unbeaten and number one in the state. Given St. Paul and Minden all try to pull off the upset tonight. It's the C1 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Wood River High School. It is time for the volleyball postseason to begin on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, as we bring you the C19 Sub-District Tournament, headlined by one of the best teams in the state of Nebraska, not just in this sub-district, not just in this district or this class, but the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars enter tonight a perfect 30-0 on the season. Minden trying to get through here tonight and maybe pull an upset and get to the state tournament as well. They also have a shot at the wild card. For St. Paul and Gibbon, they will have to win out tonight. This is a scrappy Gibbon team that has lost to Kearney Catholic twice this season. And for St. Paul, they have been a thorn in the side of Minden and vice versa over the last handful of years. So you never know how that will play out later tonight. All three matches tonight. There are quite a few sub-districts that had five teams that got underway last night and will play one match tonight. There are also a handful of sub-districts with four teams that play all three matches tonight, and we'll have them here for you. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show before tonight's C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. And as we take a look at the other side of this bracket, now they had five teams last night in the C110, and Ord is the favorite on that side of the bracket. They were able to advance on to the top seed in that sub-district at the C110 last night. So they will play the winner of that district, will play the winner of this sub-district, and it's all going on tonight, as the district finals in Class C will be on Friday. The district finals in Class D will be on Thursday. Ord will play Valentine tonight in their sub-district final match going on up at Burwell High School. We'll have updates once that gets started a little bit later on. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Given the visiting seed and the fourth seed, we'll start with number 14, 5'8 junior outside hitter Cheyenne Jordan. Number 2, 5'9 junior outside hitter is Jordan Rivera. Number 3, 5'10" sophomore middle hitter is Nisha Altman. Number 10, 5'7" junior outside hitter is Harley Brown. Number 8, 5'2" senior center is Kate Baker. And number 6, 5'7" freshman middle hitter is Amber Fox. The libero for Gibbon is number 16, 5'2" senior Melissa Baker. Head coach in her first year at Gibbon is Angie Clevenger, assisted by Connie Kenton and Mickey Freeze. They are 8-21 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 9 is a 6'1" senior right-side hitter, Theron Baum. Number 2 is a 5'7" senior outside hitter, Kaylin Brannigan. Number 7 is a 6'1" senior middle hitter, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7" junior setter is Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6" senior outside hitter is Michaela Mestel. And number 14, 6-foot senior middle hitter is Megan Anderson, the libero. Number 23, 5'4" sophomore, Morgan Studi. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Lisa Sokolowski, Amy Johnson, and James Revenus. A perfect 30-0 on the season for the Kearney Catholic Stars. They're ranked number 1 in Class C1. They're ranked number 3 in the all-class state rankings in the Omaha World Herald, behind just 2 teams, Papillion and La Vista South, who is number 1 in the nation, is the number 1 team in this state. Omaha Marion is number 2, and 3 of their 4 losses have come to Papillion and La Vista South. Kearney Catholic is ranked 3rd, and according to the national rankings from Prep Volleyball, Kearney Catholic is number 42 in the country with a perfect 30-0 record. And that is a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Again, our second match tonight will pit Minden taking on St. Paul, and they come in with good records. Minden sets at 22-4. St. Paul setting at 17-11 on the season. We will take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
As always, a big thank you to Jerry Dunn, the athletic director here at Wood River, and our many fine sponsors. Wood River playing tonight down the road. Let's give you a look at what's going on tonight in matches that are going on at Kearney High. Lexington and Hastings are currently playing. The winner will get Grand Island Northwest. In between, at approximately 6, Holdridge will play Aurora. Elsewhere, down the road at Grand Island Senior High, Grand Island Central Catholic is currently playing Adams Central, followed by Sandy Creek and Central City, with the winners to play. Also going on tonight in the D19 at Holdridge, Overton is currently playing Wilcox Hildreth, followed by Elm Creek and Alma, then the championship. At Bertrand, Cambridge is currently playing Southwest, followed by Elwood and Arapahoe. And at Gothenburg, Bertrand and Anselmo Myrna just about ready to get underway, followed by Brady and Eustace Farnham. All of those sub-districts played in just this one night. Elsewhere tonight, these are finals in the C1 sub-district. These are matches that had 3 games last night and 1 tonight. Ord is playing Valentine. At Minden, Hastings St. Cecilia is taking on Blue Hill. At Grand Island Central Catholic, Wood River takes on Loup City Arcadia. At Hastings High, Silver Lake is playing Kennesaw. At Broken Bow, Ansley Litchfield is taking on Twin Loop. At Sandy Creek, Giltner is playing Deschler in the D2 Subdistrict 2 Championship. Hampton is playing Cedar Valley at St. Paul. And at Kearney Catholic tonight, Axtell is playing Amherst. All of those matches get underway at 7 o'clock. And again, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It is Kearney Catholic and Gibbon getting ready to play high school volleyball in our first match of the C19 sub-district, and it's coming your way after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River.
helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Glad to have you back here at Wood River High School, where the Kearney Catholic Stars will be in their white uniforms with the green trim, gold libero outfit, and it is the blue of Gibbon with the black and white trim, and the libero wearing the white top here tonight. Kearney Catholic will move from left to right. Gibbon will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Again, tonight's action also available on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. P-L-A-T-T-E, PlatteRiverPreps.com for all of the action that we bring you on the radio, also on the net, and of course tomorrow the state football playoffs continue. Kearney Catholic will be hosting Broken Bow, 7 o'clock at Miles Field, our pregame at 6:30 on ESPN 1460 tomorrow. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, we'll be down the road at Kennesaw as the Blue Devils take on undefeated Bertrand, pregame at 5:30. Kickoff at 6 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM tomorrow. Blue Hill will be out at Hershey. You'll also hear Adams Central in their second-round matchup against Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Cecilia Sutton on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for more information. Right now, Gibbon has won the toss, and they will serve it away. Back to serve it away here will be Cheyenne Jordan as we get everybody set up here to get the libero in for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Kearney Catholic also will start with their libero in Morgan Studi. Pretty simple tonight. Gibbon will stay around as long as they can handle serves and serve strong. You're not going to be able to do anything with those front row players that Kearney Catholic has, just too much height. Gibbon, though, needs to get off to a good start. Handle the serve and serve it well. And we are underway as it's crossed Brannigan to the outside. It'll be shoved across there by Theranbaum. So immediately a chance here for Gibbon. They go to the outside with the attack is Harley Brown. Stars picking up Brannigan on the outside. Gets the first kill of the match. Kalen Brannigan. And as good as Kearney Catholic is, they're still looking for that first state volleyball championship. And so you refocus here in the postseason. Let's see how focused they are here in this first match as Theranbaum will clip the net, but it's straight down for an ace. And Kearney Catholic is out to a 2-0 lead. Bomb. A couple of girls on this team, obviously, have not grown up their whole life in Kearney. Theron, one of those, again, clips the net and gets the ace. So that's not much luck there for Gibbon. Those are two strong serves, but both of them clipping off the net and sending them in different directions there for the back row of Gibbon to try and pick up. Theron Baum had been at Norfolk Catholic. They're in the state tournament, most likely. They're in the state rankings. Of course, Kaylin Brannigan has been at Shelton, so Gibbon has seen her there as well. As Gibbon goes middle, the attack, Nisha Altman down and good. Altman gets the first kill for Gibbon, and they are on the board here in game number one. Coming into the ball game now will be Brianna Gilming, 5'4 senior. We'll go back to serve it away. And Gilming serve. Dribbles it across there. Kearney Catholic brings in Allie Prasoski. Overset. Studi saved it, but in her diving attempt to save it, went underneath the net. And a point for Gibbon. Kearney Catholic plays 10, 11 girls on a regular rotation out there. And some folks, that would be a problem, but not right now. Kearney Catholic so deep into the season, they haven't had a problem with that. As they go to Brannigan on the outside, great extension of the back row to just get an arm on it, but not enough to keep it alive. And Kaylin Brannigan will get her second kill here for Kearney Catholic. So two kills and a 2A serves, and the Stars are up 4-2. And here comes Paige Herbert. Also, hasn't spent her whole time in Kearney. Herbert serves it across. Set to the outside, off the back foot. It is lofted across there by Baker. Kearney Catholic can only pass it across with Mestel. Gibbon goes with a back row attack, a little collision. It has to be bumped across there by Jordan. Free ball for the Stars. Slide Sokolowski's first swing is down and good. Bailey with her first kill. Kearney Catholic, not only are they winning, they're not losing sets. They have not lost a set since the first weekend of the season. 30 matches, and they have won all but two sets this year. Lost one to Waverly, lost one to Lincoln Pius X, Class A. And the serve is across and passed back out of bounds. A serve, Paige Herbert. 6-2, Stars with three aces already here, and we talked about that at the beginning of this match, how they would have to handle serve receipt. This time it is picked up by Cheyenne Jordan, middle attack that time by Harley Brown. Picked up by the Stars, outside Mestel's for a swing, off the double block and down and good, Michaela Mestel. 7-2, Kearney Catholic, but Gibbon actually looks decent right now, and that's his playing where they're supposed to be, getting some hands up there, getting a block up, and Herbert looking for four in a row now. Goes with that very soft serve, it clips the net and comes across, makes Gibbon scramble a little bit, standing spike across there by Baker, overpass by Kearney Catholic, joust at the net, Kearney Catholic picks it up, Mestel tapped it into the block, and it's going to be good for a Gibbon point. Give credit there to Nisha Altman. And side out for the Buffaloes, down 7-3. Kearney Catholic has just been rolling along. And what will happen when they get challenged again? Because it has not happened much since that first weekend. Serve is out of bounds here by Melissa Baker. And right back over to the Stars. 8-3, Kearney Catholic, first set. And remember, now that we're in the postseason, every match is the best of five in sub-districts, districts of the state tournament. Now Studi with that lethal jump serve over past Megan Anderson. Free ball, drills it down. Megan with her first kill. Anderson hitting 491. Sokolowski hitting 490. Messel around 430 hitting efficiency for the year for Kearney Catholic. Studi's jump serve. Picked up that time a little low, but passed across. Baker gets it up front. Studi to Connor. Slide Anderson right side, and she tries to cut it around to the double block and puts it in the net. Point Gibbon. 9-4. Side out for the Buffaloes. And Harley Brown goes back to serve it away. Listening to the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda, Ken Mestel, Doug Connor here tonight bringing you all the action. As the serve comes across, set to the outside, Anderson, she'll drive it down. And there's simply the case where Anderson is just much taller than the double block Gibbon can put up there. So they put the double block there, but it's like there's nobody there because Anderson can go over the top of it. That is nothing you can really coach. You can't coach height, but it's 10-4. Shayla Connor to serve it away. Soft serve down the near sideline here, and some miscommunication will result in a serve. It was picked up in the back row by Brianna Gilming, but then no one got it after that. And Connor with Kearney Catholic's fourth ace early on, 11-4. This one to Jordan. There's a good pass middle back to Jordan. She's blocked up front by Anderson. The dig is made by Fox. Now they set it back to Amber, and she's blocked one-on-one. The ace for Megan Anderson. And a timeout on the floor will be called here by Gibbon. Gibbon's playing well, but Kearney Catholic undefeated, and they have the 12-4 lead. We'll be back after this timeout.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And back to action here in the C-19 as Connor serves it across. Gibbon gets an outside attack down in good. Cheyenne Jordan for the Buffalo's second kill. 12-5 Kearney Catholic. Gibbon gets the ball back out of their own timeout. Rotate around. Serve is up. And putting it across will be Kate Baker. Center for Gibbon. Center Connor for Kearney Catholic. Gets it to Anderson. Big swing. And Baker with a good up. And then it's passed out of bounds, unfortunately, there by Gibbon. Baker the center. So she got it on receive. And it was a nice pass, but no one was really there in their normal position to play it up. And Anderson will get the kill. 13-5. And it'll be Michaela Mestel to float it across right at the 10-foot line. Gibbon handles. They drive it into the net. They're going to say four hits that time off Rivera. One of those close ones, whether it was tapped by Anderson up front at the net or not, they say no. Dave Irwin, our lead official here tonight. There's a little more power on that one from Mestel. Run down the back row and passed across. Free ball Stars. They get quick here. Go to Therenbaum right side. Off the block attempt that comes across from Cheyenne Jordan. Passed over free ball. Stars trying to stay quick. Baum sets it middle. Anderson drives it across. The dig made by Brown. Set wide outside. There's Jordan. Good one arm up by Studi. Picked up by Kearney Catholic. And Brannigan gets it over. Maybe a chance here for Gibbon. Baker gets it back to the middle. They get a good swing, but it's going to be picked up off the Amber Fox attempt. Now Brannigan will terminate for the Stars. Just that quickly. Good point there. We saw this Gibbon team a couple of times very early in the season, opening night against the Triangular against Kearney Catholic. And they have definitely improved, but their schedule does not allow them to have more than eight. And in the net, called on Gibbon, putting the center Baker into the net. And it's now 16-5, best of three in a row. And this is what the great teams do. They can put a run on you before you even know what happened. Then get 4 or 5 points on you in about a minute's worth of time. That's what Kearney Catholic just did, four in a row. Slide, Anderson, she drives it through the block and got the kill. Good attempt by Cheyenne Jordan, but Megan Anderson with her fourth kill. Three for Brannigan, 17-5. So the Stars now have had runs of four or more points three times already. And Mestel with a very strong serve, stays in the back row, has to be passed across by Melissa Baker. Free ball Stars. Set outside Brannigan over the double block. The dig made by Melissa Baker. Passed outside Jordan. Cheyenne from the left side. Blocked up there by Anderson. Play at the net. Baker got it out of there and it's punched across by Melissa Baker. Here's the set to the middle and Therenbaum takes it off the tape. Pops up there for Gibbon to keep it alive. They have to pass it across from the back row and Rivera. Long rally. Stars trying to end it here with Brannigan and she will right on the back line. Fourth kill for Kaylin Brannigan. 18-5, Kearney Catholic. Mestel with five in a row. Minden and St. Paul, our next match scheduled to begin at 6:15, just depending on how long this one moves along. As Brannigan can't handle that one. Just a punch across there by Gibbon. Give credit to Harley Brown for the point. It clipped the tape and was right on the left out-of-bounds line, and Brannigan hit the antenna on the way back. So side out here, and the serve is across by Amber Fox, and a lift called on serve receive. That'll be an ace for Gibbon. Amber Fox finishing up the first time through the service rotation here for the Buffaloes, 18-7. First set. Moves this one around, and Mestel thought it was going to be out. Then she got over there and went, uh-oh. And by the time she got the arm out, it was too late. Back-to-back aces for Amber Fox. Third serve, she's moving all the way around. Goes over to Brannigan this time. Sets up Kayla on the outside. She's up, balls down. Kill number five for Kaylin Brannigan. And that's the thing about the Stars. It doesn't matter what rotation they're in. They've got two big hitters in the front, whether it's Sokolowski or Baum or Anderson or Brannigan, Mestel. It just doesn't matter. They're all in there that can hammer it home. 19-8, Kearney Catholic. And here comes Jamie McCann in to serve. Right side attack, driven into the net that time by Gibbon. No, they're going to say that Sokolowski got a hand on it. They'll register that as a block. We'll keep it alive here. Connor to Bailey. She'll go deep that time. Out of bounds. Point Gibbon. Gibbon scored four of the last five, but it's still 19-9 Stars. And back to serve it away will be Cheyenne Jordan. Jordan strong serve deep. Mestel got an arm on it. It's not passed perfectly, and so it'll be punched across Studi. She still found an open hole. Morgan Studi, as the libero, will register a kill, and it's 20-9, Kearney Catholic. And back to serving away Theron Baum as we begin our second run through the rotation. Theron had two ace serves the first time in this set. Barely gets it over the net. She doesn't do anything fancy, but keeps it low. Attack on the left wing, Harley Brown. Stars pick it up. They go to Brannigan again. So Golaski thought it was coming her way. Brannigan drives it over. It's picked up there by Cheyenne Jordan. Pushed over. Connor, this time, so Golaski fires it home. And for Bailey, her second kill of the opening set as the Stars four away from taking their first set of the 2012 postseason. They've been to the state finals the last 2 years, but they have two runner-up trophies. And they don't want anybody getting in their road, no matter who it is. And an ace serve for Theron Baum. Her third ace, 22-9, and Gibbon's going to go ahead and burn their second time out right here. Kearney Catholic 22, Gibbon 9. We're in the opening set of the C19 sub-district here on Classic Hits.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sporting all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Wood River. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you postseason sports. That's what we're into right now. All that's left is volleyball and football. Congratulations to all the rest of the fall sports athletes. Cross country just wrapping up. And now we're in the postseason for the remaining sports. It's Theron Baum to serve here with Kearney Catholic up 22-9, given out of the timeout. Handles the tough serve. Get it to the left wing. Good swing that time by Harley Brown. Mestel somehow kept it alive. They go to Brannigan. Brannigan drives it over. What a save by Baker. Free ball here. Open court. So Golaski tips it over, but Gibbon gets back to where they're supposed to be, and they go to Brown. She'll drive it off the double block. Brannigan with the dig. Connor, slide, right side. So Golaski, and it's down and good. Bailey So Golaski with the kill. I don't care if the score is 23-9. If you watched Gibbon play tonight and told me what their record was, I wouldn't believe it. They're playing. They're getting all over the place. You can tell this team has gotten better as the season moved along. Serve across the set by Jordan Rivera. From the middle of the attack that time, Nisha Oldman couldn't get it over. She was kind of indecisive about the 10-foot line, what she wanted to do with it, and it went into the net. So now it's game point here for Kearney Catholic. And Baum drives it across, passes off the mark. Can they get it back? Good hustle by Cheyenne Jordan. They get it back, but it was out of bounds, and that'll be the end of game number one. So Kearney Catholic comes out and does what they're supposed to do. They take care of business in the opening set from Gibbon 25-9. We'll look at the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
First set is in the books. Let's take a look at the numbers I had. First off for Gibbon, Nisha Oldman, an ace block and a kill. Brianna Kilme had a service point. Amber Fox had two ace serves. Harley Brown a kill. Cheyenne Jordan a kill. Three kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, five service points, one kill. Kaylin Brannigan, five kills. Morgan Studia, service point and a kill. Shayla Connor, two service points. One was an ace. Bailey Sokolowski, three kills. Theron Baum, seven service points. Three of them were aces. Megan Anderson, an ace block and four kills. Paige Herbert, three service points. One was an ace. 14 kills, one ace block, five ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes the opening set from Gibbon. 25-9. It's the best three out of five in the sub-district's opening round. We're in semifinal action here tonight at Wood River, and we'll be back with the second set right after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Doug Gooda back with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and as always, the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Ready for Game 2 of the opening match of the C-19 Sub-Districts. Kearney Catholic taking the opener over Gibbon 25-9, and they will serve to start the second set. Minden and St. Paul will be our second match, and then the two winners will play in the finals. Whoever comes out of this will take on the winner of Ward Ballantyne, which is 7 o'clock at Burwell tonight. Of course, without even being biased, everybody wants it to be Ord, so the travel is a little bit shorter, but we'll see what happens tonight. Therenbaum takes it across. Gibbon passes it into the net. They can't get it out of there, and it'll be a point for Kearney Catholic. Therenbaum with the ace. That'll be her fourth, and she'll drive another one across. Free ball above the net. Sokolowski able to take care of that. And the strong serving continues here for Kearney Catholic. Baum with 9 points already here in the opening match of the night. And four of those are aces. Theron doesn't do anything special. Just got a really good topspin. And, of course, when you're 6'1", 6'2", you've already got a good downward motion on that. Play at the net, tipped over. Tipped over again by Nisha Altman. Stars have it now on the outside. Brannigan sizes it up, hits it off the tape, and gets it to go. Number six for Kaylin Brannigan. 3-0 Kearney Catholic. Therenbaum from the right service area, right corner, gets it across there to Jordan. Pass up front to Gilming to the outside. Big swing off the tip, down and good by number 10, Harley Brown. Her second kill, and Gibbon is on the board here in game two. Just like game one, the Stars got the first 3 points. They did it again here in game two. Coming in defensively for Kearney Catholic will be Whitney Colling. And back to serve it will be Brianna Gilming, and she's deep that time out of bounds. So right back over to the Stars, and they bring in Paige Herbert. Picked up 3 points the first time she served it away, including an ace. Brannigan comes out as Herbert serves and plays the back row. And Herbert serve. Gets it over to Jordan. Here is the set by Gilming. From off the net will be knocked across. Kate Baker. Colling makes a nice dig to keep it off the ground there, and they'll send it over to the Buffaloes. Baker again. Now they've moved her to a hitter. She'll take it across. Stars aren't ready for her to hit it. They've been watching her set the whole time. They scramble to get it back. Free ball here in the middle. Oakland grinds it across, but it's dug out that time by Colley. Slides Sokolowski, and she'll hammer it down. Took the Stars a while to get a swing on that, but when they did, Sokolowski picked up her fifth kill. And she has been back in the front row here the last 10, 12 points, going back to the last set. Herbert serves it across at 5-1. Middle attack here, driven across, and it's going to be good for a Harley Brown kill. So they've got Brown where they want her. Brown and Altman leading the way here as Altman rotates out. And the libero, Melissa Baker, will go back to serve it away. 5-2, Kearney Catholic. There is a serve that barely got picked up. Overpass to Gibbon, driven across that time by Brown off the great dig by Herbert. And now, Mestel, way up in the air, will hammer it down, her second kill. I'm not sure how Herbert got to that serve. It was a great serve, but that's what great teams do. They pick up about anything, and the Stars are up 6-2. Studi to serve now. Jump serve, ace serve. Morgan with her first ace, 7-2, Kearney Catholic. And Studi, who's started last year, sometimes tosses that thing up into the rafters, and here she fires another ace. That one really fooled the back row, and Coach Angie Clevenger says, let's talk it over. Let's see if we can stop her. Most dangerous server on the Kearney Catholic team. First set went to the Stars 25-9. Kearney Catholic leads give it 8-2 in the second game of our C19 sub-district on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Out of the timeout, Kearney Catholic serves it to a right-side attack here by Harley Brown, but she's going to be blocked up front by Mestel and Anderson, and give Mestel credit. Studi will pick up the service point, but now her next serve goes into the net and a side out here for Gibbon to serve it away. Harley Brown, it's 9-3 Kearney Catholic in the second set. First set went to the Stars 25-9. Herbert tracks it down, passed across out of the back row by Mestel. Stays in front of the 10-foot line. They'll go to Kate Baker. Off the tip, down and good. Kate Baker with her first kill. And a point on serve here. First point on serve in a long, long time for the Buffaloes. And Harley Brown will get to go again. Brown tosses it in the air and fires that one across to Studi, close to the net. Connor might have got away with a double hit, but they'll get it over on the right side to Mestel, and she'll drive it down for her third kill. Connor was running and trying to set it back over her head. Got the job done, and it is 10-4. Connor serve into the far corner. Good one there. Gilming just kept it alive, and it's passed across out of bounds by Gibbon, 11-4, Kearney Catholic. Best 3 of 5. Stars are in control so far. At the end of every match tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us. Here's a weird one that two players went for Gibbon at pinball. They got it over. Free ball on the right side. Down and good for Theron Baum. And still works out to be a Kearney Catholic point at 12-4. Soft serve this time right at the 10-foot line. Picked up by Melissa Baker. Kate sets it to the outside. Jordan is blocked up front by Megan Anderson. Anderson and Baum there give Megan her second ace block. 13-4. Kearney Catholic looking for their 31st victory in a row. And Connor serve. A little soft one there again to Melissa Baker. Kate sets it in the middle. A block again. Anderson now is dominating up front. Back-to-back blocks for Megan Anderson, and the Stars now on another run. Connor looking for 5 in a row. This one a stronger serve. Picked up on the back row, set to the outside. Jordan over the double block, and that one is just deep. Out of bounds. At least they didn't get that one blocked, but it was just deep that time from Jordan. 15-4. And now Gibbons got to be a little bit careful here. You can kind of see the air going out of their sails here, the energy level. Dumped across there by Kate Baker. It's picked up by Mestel, right side Theron Baum, and she's on the line again, that time going angle right to left. And Theron getting her second kill. 16-4, 7 in a row, and timeout to be called here by Gibbon. So it's all Stars right now. 16-4, game 2 after winning the opener 25-9, and we'll be back after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back to action out of the Gibbon timeout. It's tipped to the front row to the Stars. They'll get it outside for Michaela Mestel over the double block. Returned there by Melissa Baker. Kind of a defensive return. And now Mestel gets it on the outside and will drive it home. It's not coming back. 17-4, Kearney Catholic. Connor with 7 in a row from the service line. Stars making very few errors. They might even make a little mistake that they would point out during a point, but they are able to turn it around and still find a way to win the point overall. Here's Jordan stuffed up front. Theron bomb. Megan Anderson saying that was Theron, not me, as she looked at the bench. So Theron bomb gets her first ace block. They have done a good job teaming up this time through the rotation. Connor's serve. Mishandled, but is passed across by the Buffaloes. Connor, slide right side. Anderson, big swing, passed into the rafters. Good hustle by Melissa Baker, and Gibbon will get it back across. Herbert to Connor. Stars short set Anderson. She drives it off a face of the other side and gets the kill. Fifth kill by Megan Anderson. And what can you say? Stars are just continuing to get the job done despite all the hustle efforts here of Gibbon, and finally Connor misses a serve, and they will give the ball up here. A 10-point run there by Kearney Catholic. It's 19-5 Stars, and the serve for Gibbon is Kate Baker. See if they can get some back. No, that's going to go out of bounds. The teams exchange the service errors, and Brannigan will rotate back in here for Coach Chris Connor. Have to wonder what she'll do in the third set. Despite how good they are, they're going to play again tonight. She may put some different kids in different roles if they can get off to a third set lead against Gibbon. Because whether it's Minden or St. Paul, they're going to be playing a good team. Middle attack, Megan Anderson down and good. Back-to-back kills for Anderson after picking up some blocks here in this game. Michaela Mestel, 21-5. She's the server. And she goes with a short serve here to Baker. Kate sets it to the outside. The attack, Rivera, blocked up front by Anderson. Megan Anderson says, I don't want to leave the front row. This is too good. 22-5. Mestel serve again. Drills this for an ace, her first. 23-5. It was 9-4, and the Stars haven't let up as Amber Fox gets back into that front row here for Gibbon. Mestel serve, picked up by Baker in the back row. Melissa ends up punching it across here to Mestel. Connor sets it outside. Brannigan down and good. Kaylin with her seventh kill of the match. Oh, did they call it out of bounds? It looks like that is the call. They're going to call that out of bounds. And so a point here for Gibbon. And back to serve it away will be Amber Fox. Picked up by Studi. Set right side, Anderson. And down and good. Megan with her seventh kill. Now it's game point here, Kearney Catholic. And Jamie McCann will check in to serve. Bailey Sokolowski is into the front row. Game point to go up 2-0 here for Kearney Catholic. McCann, a couple of dribbles and the serve. Deep and out of bounds. So Gibbon gets another chance here to serve in game number two with Cheyenne Jordan. Yet another game point now for the Stars. And Jordan's serve is just deep out of bounds, and that will be the end of game number two. So Kearney Catholic cruising along. Didn't take him as much work here in the second set, 25-7. They've won the first two sets. We'll give you the numbers after this.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Let's run down the numbers I have from the second set very quickly here. We will start with Gibbon. And for Gibbon, Kate Baker had a kill. Harley Brown, a service point, 2 kills. That was it. 3 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. An ace block, 3 kills. Kaylin Brannigan had a kill. Morgan Studi, 3 service points, 2 of them aces. Shayla Connor, 9 service points in that game. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 kills. Theron Baum, 3 service points, 1 was an ace, an ace block, and 2 kills. Megan Anderson, 3 ace blocks and 3 kills. Paige Herbert had a service point. 11 kills, 5 ace blocks, 4 ace serves. Kearney Catholic dominating game 2, 25-7. Taking the first 2 sets, 25-9, 25-7. The Stars head to a 3rd set against Gibbon here in the C-19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. This is the semifinals on Classic Hits.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for 2. That's 2 of everything. 2 prime ribs, 2 salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. We go to the 3rd set here. Kearney Catholic leading 2 games to none. Looking to advance to the sub-district final a little later on tonight around 7:30. Up next, Minden and St. Paul in our 2nd semifinal. Right now, Gibbon to serve it away to start the 3rd set. Cheyenne Jordan gets it across to the Mestel. Connor sets right side. Here comes Theron Baum. The sprinting attack down and good. Theron picks up the kill. That'll be her 3rd. And just like the first 2 games, the Stars get the first point, and Theron Baum will serve. She's already got 4 aces in this match and flies it across. The team has 9 overall. Outside attack, it'll be just deep that time for Harley Brown. 2-0 Stars. Kearney Catholic went up 3-0 the first 2 sets, and they've got a chance to do it again here on Baum's serve. Overall, 11 service points now for her. Again, it clips the net. She's like the best at that. Outside attack into the net that time for the Buffaloes, and it's 3-0 Kearney Catholic. For the Stars, 7 kills for Anderson, 6 for Brannigan, 5 for Sokolowski, 4 for Mestel, 3 for Baum. What do you want to say? Theron Baum serves it deep and out of bounds. Anderson has 4 ace blocks. Harley Brown has 3 kills to lead the way for Gibbon. And Brianna Gelbing now to go back and serve it away. Buffaloes take it across to Studi. Connor sets outside Brannigan, and she'll get the kill from off the net. Flies into the deep far corner, right side. And for Brannigan, that will be her 7th kill. 4-1 Stars, and back in Paige Herbert. Kearney Catholic has went on long runs in this match. We talked about it at the beginning. Have to be able to handle their serve. As Herbert almost misstepped, got it across, passed it to the net, dug out of the net that time by Gilming, and punched across by Harley Brown. Stars pick it up to Mestel, and she'll finish. 5th kill for Michaela Mestel. That'll make it 5-1, Kearney Catholic. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Mike Kenton here with you at Gibbon High School, or Wood River High School, as Gibbon takes on Kearney Catholic. And middle attack driven across here for Gibbon, down and good. Harley Brown with her 4th kill. 5-2. Kenton must be paying his New York Yankees wagers up. Is that what that is? That must be what that is. It's okay. They make it farther than my teams do anymore. Back to serve it away is Melissa Baker. passed out to the middle, and a quick set for Sokolowski down and good. It was probably too close to the net, but Connor was able to handle it and got it up to Bailey. Again, turning a little something into a nothing into something there in a 6-2. Now Studi pulls back the bow, fires the arrow, picked up by Jordan. Right side attack, down and good by Harley Brown, and they don't let Studi score this time. After having a nice run back there in the last set, gets Studi off the line. That's like doubling the amount of points every one time she serves. It's like she's going to get 2, 3, 4, and good job there by Gibbon. Serve across by Harley Brown, pass off the mark. Connor tracks it down. Standing Spike Anderson comes across. And to the outside, Cheyenne Jordan rolls it into the block. It's blocked by Anderson. Jordan punched it right back over. Into the ball game alley for Soski. Sets it to the outside, and Mestel will terminate. Kill number 6 for Michaela Mestel. And it is 7-3. Kearney Catholic, after winning the first two, 25-9 and 25-7. Although the feeling in the first set a little different than the second set. You could just kind of tell Gibbon lost that adrenaline they had to start the match, because they were in every point basically in the first set. It's just Kearney Catholic won most of them, and Connor now with an ace serve. Second ace for Shayla. 8-3. Connor floats this one across. Overpass by Jordan. Theron Baum went for the quick tip, but she was near the antenna and tipped it wide, out of bounds. So kind of a gift there for Gibbon. They'll take it. Jordan Rivera back into the front row. And back to serve it away will be Gibbon's Kate Baker. Down the middle to Studi. Connor dumps it across. Center thought she saw something. It's run down by Harley Brown. Set right side. Rivera drives it over. Dug out by Connor. So Theron Baum sets it to Mestel, and she still gets the kill. Assist to Baum. Kill Mestel. 9-4, Kearney Catholic. And Michaela Mestel now to serve it away. Brannigan back in. Herbert out. And let's see what Mestel pulls out of that bag of tricks. Well, she pulled out in a service error, and back over it goes to Gibbon. 9-5. And to serve it away will be Amber Fox. And Amber will float it across to Mestel. Here's Connor with a short set middle. Theron Baum, termination for Theron, her fourth. Connor moving it around, finding the open spot. And into the ball game comes Jamie McCann to serve. Bailey Sokolowski's back in the front row. Anderson rotates out. Gibbon gets back into the front row. Nisha Altman and McCann serve. Picked up there by Baker. Sent to the right side. Jordan takes it off the block. Picked up by Sokolowski. Mestel passes it back up front. Brannigan rolls it over. Nice one-arm extension on the dive by Melissa Baker. Keeping alive to Jordan. She'll drive it over off the tip. Mestel picks it up. Now Brannigan. And she is on the back line. Again, a good rally there. And Brannigan didn't get much of the tape there. But all she has to do is catch a little bit of it. And she did that time for her eighth kill. Jamie McCann serves at 11-5. On the outside, it's Nisha Altman, but that time it's hit a little deep. Didn't get on top of the ball and sent it out into the commons area here at Wood River. 25-9, 25-7, Kearney Catholic in the first two sets. They're up 12-5 here in the third. Winner advances to the final. In our next sub-district semifinal, we'll have St. Paul taking on Minden. 12-5 here in favor of the Stars. McCann serves it across again, and a miss hit that time. Rare attack error by Kearney Catholic will give Gibbon their sixth point. McCann's going to stay in this time, so Coach Connor leaving her in instead of subbing right back. Cheyenne Jordan serves at McCann. Connor sets outside. Brannigan, good look. Had to adjust and take it across to Melissa Baker. Set outside for Harley Brown. Near side kill. Sixth for Harley Brown, and she's just a junior, so she's got the next season coming back for Gibbon. And subbing in now for the Kearney Catholic Stars are going to bring Sokolowski out of the ball game, and Callie Oprek will check in. Cheyenne Jordan to serve again. And that one almost took out the Gibbon cheerleaders. So a service error makes it 13-7. Back to serve it there, and Bob. Theron drills that one across again. Baker picks it up. They go to the middle this time. Holtman wide, just wide, trying to get around the tall oak trees that Kearney Catholic puts in the middle. 14-7. Maybe Redwoods to The outside here is the roll across by Brown. Kearney Catholic with the dig goes middle. There's Oprek to tip across. Dug out by Kate Baker. Gibbon goes outside again. Harley Brown a little off balance. Couldn't get it across. Point, Kearney Catholic. They're now up by a score of 15-7. Theron Baum on that service line again. He has dominated that service line with 14. Overpass, and Oprek goes up for the free ball tip. And Callie will get her first kill. 16-7, and Gibbon will call the timeout. So Kearney Catholic going on another run here. They are on their way to a sub-district final. Up two games to none and 16-7 in the third. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Wood River. I want to thank Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the crew for their hospitality as Allie Prasoski will serve it away, and it's into the net. So back over to Gibbon out of the timeout. Prasoski came in for Theron Baum. Let's see who else got into the ballgame here. McKenna Butler has checked in for Kearney Catholic, and Brianna Gilming serves for Gibbon. Prasoski sets. Oprek tips it across. Dig made by Gilming. Pass to the outside. Block up front by Oprek. Saved again by Harley Brown. Prasoski slides. Oprek right side. One arm up. Good defense by Gibbon to get it back. Good point here. Oprek on the swing. Partially blocked that time by Olpen. Across it comes to Gibbon. They go to Brown. Brown on the attack. Off the rafters. Into the back row. Run to help by Butler and passed across. Buffalo set right side. And Baker hit the line. Kate Baker with her second kill. Point Gibbon, 16-9. Gilming stays at the service line. Also calling in the back row, calling Butler and McCann in the front row. You've got Oprek, Prasoski, and Brannigan set to the outside calling, and her left-handed attack is going to hit the line. Whitney Colling gets the kill. 17-9, Stars winning the first two sets, 25-9 and 25-7, and Paige Herbert back in to serve it away. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Then it's St. Paul Minden. Serve across to Cheyenne Jordan. Middle of the court outside to Kate Baker. Blocked up front and give the ace block to Callie Oprek. Callie saw a little time when Megan Anderson had to sit down for about a week and a half mid-season. And she filled in just fine when she had her opportunities. Herbert serves it across again. Here's the set. Short set. Got away with it. They'll let him play. Harley Brown got it across. Outside, dumped across by Butler. Good save by Brown. Scrambling given. They do get it back across to McCann. Here is the slide. Ooh, way off the mark. But Oprek somehow got it over. Gibbon's got a chance here in the middle. Baker tips it over the single block. Kearney Catholic tracks it down. Paige Herbert back row. Rolls it into the back row of Gibbon and Melissa Baker. She'll take a swing at it. A little more rally time going here. Outside. Here's Butler. Big swing down and good. And the sophomore McKenna Butler drives it home. 19-9, Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert on the serve. Puts that one right down the middle to Baker. And some miscommunication about who the set's for. And both Brown and Oltman watch it fall on top of the center. Brianna Gilming, 20-9. Stays at that service line. Gibbon subbing in here. Let me tell you who that is in just a moment. That is going to be Tracy Faith, freshman. Outside attack here. Kate Baker gets another kill for the Buffalo. Side out, 20-10. Now back into the front row. Oh, excuse me, that's Michaela Bennis that went in. Not Faith Bennis that was in. She'll check back out now. And to serve it is Baker. Melissa across. to McCann, sent to the outside, Butler around the single block, one-arm return, and it falls because Kearney Catholic had nobody back there. All setting up for the kill, and Harley Brown, the good old defensive point, 21-11. Baker gets her first service point. Goes for another one. Great serve. Herbert passes it close to the net. Prasoski kept it out of there and in the net, called on the star. So digging it out of the net, she must have touched the bottom of it. 20-12. Coach Chris Connor off the bench here with some instructions for her second teamers out there. As Melissa Baker serve into the back row to Herbert. Prasoski short set Oprick, and she'll get the kill. That might have been what she was telling her team. Let's get it to Callie. She's our hitter right now. And Callie with her second kill now rotates out. And into the ball game, number 12, Mackenzie Smith to serve it away. Megan Anderson wants to get back in the game as well. Front row and checking out will be McCann. And the serve by Smith. Right down the middle, overpass. Couldn't take a one quick swing at it, so they'll set it up. Conning on the outside, the lefty drives it across to Brianna Gilming. Set to the right side, Gibbon dumps it across with Baker. Great save by Smith in the back row, but it's above the net. Another great save by Colling on the Olsen attack, and then Kearney Catholic puts it in the net. So two great digs by the Stars, but it was still a Gibbon point. Harley Brown to serve it away now. And Harley takes a run at that one and serves it deep out of bounds. 22-13, Stars. And Whitney calling now to serve it away. 3 points away from the match and their 31st victory. Buffalo's trying to find a way to keep their season going. Colling drives it into the corner. Picked up there by Olsen on the outside. Brown. Saying the wrong name there. Harley Brown gets to the outside. Jordan's attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. 23-13. Now Tracy Faith comes in for Gibbon. And Whitney calling will serve it away again. Everybody in for the Stars. Everybody has done something for Kearney Catholic in this match. Been that way most of the season for Coach Connor's crew. Here's Cheyenne Jordan. These seniors playing their final few points for Gibbon. Outside McKenna Butler. Returned by Baker. Free ball Anderson. Megan right in the middle. Will drive it down. And it is match point for Kearney Catholic and Whitney Colling to try and put this one away to go on to the sub-district final and end Gibbon's season. Colling serve in the middle to Melissa Baker. Here is the set by Faith. Middle attack dumped over there by Amber Fox. Kearney Catholic goes outside to Butler. Off the double block. Down and good. And the match has come to an end. McKenna Butler getting her second kill. And the final score, Kearney Catholic 25-13. They improve to 31-0. Gibbon will end their season at 8-22, 25-9, 25-7, and 25-13. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show and all of the numbers right after this.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack Story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to Wood River, the first of tonight's three matches in the book, and it is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's the numbers we had in the third set. First off, for Gibbon, Brianna Gilming had a service point. Kate Baker had 2 kills. Harley Brown had 4 kills. Cheyenne Jordan, a service point. Melissa Baker had 2 service points. 6 kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves for Gibbon. In the third set for Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had 3 kills. Kaylin Brannigan had 2 kills. Whitney Colling, 3 service points and a kill. Shayla Connor had an ace serve. Bailey Sokolowski had a kill. Callie Oprek had an ace block and 2 kills. Theron Baum had 5 service points and 2 kills. McKenna Butler had two kills. Jamie McCann had two service points. Megan Anderson had one kill. And Paige Herbert had three service points. For Kearney Catholic, 14 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve as they take the third set by a score of 25-13. We'll come back and give you the composite numbers of this three-set match in a moment on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Don't forget the start of the NBA season is tonight. 6:15 pregame on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Tip-off just after 7 as the Miami Heat take on the Boston Celtics. Right now, let's take a look on the Misco Sports postgame show. Our final numbers of our opening semifinal. For the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight in the three sets, Nisha Oltman had an ace block and one kill. Brianna Gilming had two service points. Amber Fox had two ace serves. Kate Baker had three kills. Harley Brown, a service point, led the team with seven kills. Cheyenne Jordan, a service point and a kill. And Melissa Baker had two service points. Gibbon had just 12 kills in the match, one ace block, and two ace serves. Gibbon ends the season at 8-22 with their third loss this year to Kearney Catholic. For the Stars, Michaela Mestel had eight service points. One was an ace, an ace block, and seven kills. Kaylin Brannigan had eight kills, which tied for the team high. Morgan Studi, four service points, two of them aces, one kill. Whitney Colling, three service points and a kill. Shayla Connor had 12 service points, two of them were aces. Bailey Sokolowski, six kills. Callie Oprek, an ace block, two kills. Theron Baum led the team in serving with 15 points, four of them were aces. She had an ace block and four kills. McKenna Butler had two kills. Jamie McCann had two service points. Megan Anderson had a match-high four ace blocks. She also tied for the team high in kills with eight, and Paige Herbert had seven service points. One was an ace. Kearney Catholic had 39 kills, seven ace blocks, and 10 ace serves as they improved to 31-0 with a 25-9, 25-7, 25-13 win against Gibbon. And they will now advance on to the sub-district final, which will get underway sometime closer to 7:45, 8 o'clock, depending on how fast the Minden St. Paul match goes. I mean, let's face it. How much quicker can that match go? And the second match will not start on time, scheduled for 6:15 as they are continuing their warm-ups here. We'll take a break and wrap things up of our first match after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Verinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Wood River. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, they will continue the search of improving. They've not been to the state volleyball tournament since 1992, the only appearance they have made in school history. Back in 1992, of course, for Kearney Catholic, they're assured of getting to the state tournament, number one in the wild card points. Minden, they need a win here against St. Paul to probably wrap up, unless something crazy happens. I mean, they would be in the mix for the wild card if there were no upsets to the top seeds around, but they get ready to play St. Paul next. So, again, I want to thank Gibbon coaches Angie Clevenger, Connie Kent, and Mickey Freeze for their hospitality throughout the season. Wish the seniors on this team, Brianna Gilbing, Kate Baker, and Melissa Baker, the best of luck. A lot of that team coming back, so expect to see with their two big hitters returning, a pretty good ball club next season. They'll have to run Brianna Gilbing in, maybe get another center to help her out. But Gibbon ends at 8-22. Kearney Catholic now 31-0. And they'll play the winner of the Gibbon of the Minden-St. Paul match in our sub-district final. Again, the winner tonight takes on the winner of the Ord Valentine sub-district final, somewhere to be determined on Friday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports getting you ready for winter, whether it's basketball, wrestling, or anything you need. Maybe you just want to look good with some of the warm attire that they have, sweatshirts, coats, and all the good stuff at Misco Sports. Taking care of our athletes and fans. 25-9, 7-13. Kearney Catholic takes the first match from Gibbon. We'll take a 15-minute break and be back with Minden and St. Paul. This is Doug Didoff from the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament in Wood River. Keep it here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, KKPR.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.